Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tone after the tone, after the tone, leave your message after the tone.
After 3 years of turning out shows practically back to back, the time has come to say ciao for now. But don't be going anywhere, because today we've got you a huge cast of characters in the pub. There's Pablo, Shearer, Stevie, Pauline, Alina, All the Bees, Jake, JRF, The Faggy Farmer, Spooky Scouser, and some gorgeous LTLs and FTCs, I'm told. So yes, it is a sad day, but listen, these things happen. And pull yourself together, because we're going to have a lovely time today, okay, everybody? Remember, if you're on the Instagram and you fancy a giggle, at After The Tone POD. And if you're listening to us on Apple, why not give us a review, you lazy bitch? Spotify friends will know by now that you can comment on each episode, so go and do that as well, please. Right, let's have a fucking lovely time, okay? Because Debbie is chomping at the bit, aren't you, dear?
Yes, you are, you filthy mare.
So come on, for the last time, Debbie, open up the mailbag and let's see what we've got in store this week.
Hello, Scotty, all the crew, ETG, of course, in the pub. It's Pablo Griff calling from Vancouver, Canada. So I have a bone to pick with you. I have looked high and low for a long time on every map and Googled. I can't find Manchesterford. I feel like it's a fake place and you've been stringing us all along. It's not for real. It's not real. Draw.
Okay, fine. I confess. Manchesterford is a very lovely town. It's a song that was in a very niche musical written by Victoria Wood about 10 years ago. And it sort of takes the piss out of the north of England. But I always call it Manchesterford because I just do. So yes, you're right. You won't find that on a map. I just love the idea of you being like, where's Manchesterford? Can we also have a round of applause, please, for Pablo Griff in Vancouver, who, if you are an Instagram follower, you will know this week has edited very sublimely a very lovely video with their partner, looking at reasons why you should join our Patreon. So go head over there. So, I mean, you might not be able to find Manchesterford, but you do know how to use a computer, dear.
Hiya, Scotty. This is Shira calling from Brooklyn. First time caller. You've just finished talking about the Carers' late night happy ending with a rabbi, and you talked about Hasidim and some clothing they wear, including something called tzitzit, not toots toots, although brilliant alternative, adding it to the lexicon immediately. Just want to say, love the show, love the variety of messages you get, and all the different learnings that we do together. Take care.
Instantly, I feel so much cooler. Shira, thank you so much for calling. There's something about getting a call from Brooklyn that makes me feel, I'm quite fashionable. I've instantly turned Shira's message, which is an appreciation of the pub, into an appreciation of myself and how that makes me cool. Well, isn't it lovely? Honestly, Brooklyn is one of my favourite places. I do love it. Oh, you can get a great banh mi next to a gay bar in Brooklyn. Oh, yeah. And the sort of level of drag you get in Brooklyn. Ruling, as the children say. Shira, thank you so much for the what was it? The correction. I'm going to stick with toot toots because it makes it sound. Maybe that's what gay rabbis wear. You know. I'm sorry, I just need to reload. I'm having a bit of a moment here. I think gay rabbis probably wear toot toots, girl. Are gay rabbis a thing?
Hello, loves. It's Stevie from Colchester. This podcast has been my weekly reminder that people are inherently kind, loving, supportive, weird as fuck, which I'm here for. And yeah, just gorgeous people. It's just been my reminder that it's okay and that I can be myself. It's made me think about whether I want to change my name to something that suits me better. It's made me think about my sexuality, and it's made me realise that I don't need to hide any of that. It's been fucking amazing, honestly. Also, it has given me some, like, credit with my daughter, my teenage daughter, who's like, you know, it's quite cool you're on there, Mum. So, thanks. She's going to go back to thinking I'm a bloody idiot now. But, yeah, also, obviously, I'm not gone yet. Side note, we went to Norwich Pride the other day, me and my daughter and two of her friends, and it was the most beautiful day, and everybody was just so lovely and wonderful. My daughter and her friends did some signs. My daughter's sign said, "I eat gender norms for breakfast," which I thought was pretty awesome. And her friend had a sign up about protecting trans lives because she's trans herself, and it was lovely. And a guy came up to me in his 20s and he said to me, "I wish my parents had let me do this. It's amazing." And I just thought, oh man, if it hadn't been for your podcast, you know, it really did sort of open up the doors to me that I can do these things, that my daughter is able to go to these things, that world is not shut off. Everybody in. I don't know what I'm trying to say. It was bloody lovely anyway, and I've got you to thank for it, and my daughter's got you to thank for it. So, yeah, thank you, everyone that's worked on it. Thank you, Scotty, and love you all. Bye.
Oh, okay. Well, there's the first cry. Oh, so beautiful. Thank you so much. And I was going to totally respond to this with a frivolous lie. Oh, I'm sorry that we've shown you parts of yourself. That's the gay agenda. But just hearing how this might inherit something I want to come on to a bit later on, the inherited impact of you lot all coming together and doing this thing is very touching. Very touched by the idea that the younger generation will benefit from this through ways that us lot, the old guard, put that politely, we're learning with each other here ways how to be outside of it. So, oh, very touching phone call. Don't do that so early to me in the show, please, with a little cry so early in the show. I've got to keep it together. Stevie, always a pleasure, always a chore. I really love the fact that you have really put roots in this season, and we've really loved Avenue. So don't be a stranger.
Hello. First time caller, long time listener. I am going back through the archives, so I started at number one, but probably like 2 years ago, but I'm catching up now, but I'm not even there yet. So you're finishing, I've seen on the socials, and that's it. So I just thought I'd say thanks. It's been really nice having you there. You usually help me with the washing up, so I'm sure that you won't take that as a compliment, but it's meant as one. All right, love you loads. Thank you so much.
Hi, Scotty, Debbie, Timcat, Maya, long-time lurker, first-time caller. I just wanted to say thanks for everything, and I've loved having all these voices fill my space for the last few years. I guess you guys leaving has brought up so much anxiety around, like, my phone addiction. And I can't imagine I'm the only person experiencing this. Like, you know, I can't really get on with much without a podcast playing in the background all the time. And it's so nice to have, like, these lovely real people filling this. And now you're going, I'm going to have to, like, fill in the space with some celebrities chit-chatting bollocks, which is a shame. Thanks for everything. Bye.
Hey, After the Tone. I've been a listener for a long while now, and I've called in a few times before. I want to say thank you to the whole team for all that you've done. I find the podcast so incredibly good. I love Queer Joy. And as someone that lives on their own, it does feel like I'm part of a conversation, and I really appreciate that. I just want to thank you for everything, really. I have no bad words about this podcast. I think it's incredible. It's my favourite podcast, hands down. And I hope that we can all raise the money to keep this on the air, because I think it's important. But yeah, I wanted to say thank you to everyone. And also JRF. I find JRF incredibly funny, and I enjoy hearing their messages as well as everyone else's. I just hope it can keep going. So, bye!
You know, I started this today thinking I was in a really good place. Nothing like a bunch of Debbie Downers to bring you down, is there? No, what I mean by that is, I think I had made peace with capitalism being the destroyer of this space. And hearing how touching this space has been for you lot is incredibly emotive. Oh, yeah, she's using words like emotive. Mm. And then, Jake, you said JRF was your favourite. Do you know what I mean? Absolutely. You all give with one fucking hand and then you know how to take with the other, don't you? Washing up. Listening to me with the fucking washing up. What do I look like? Don't answer that, Debbie, okay? Excuse me. Do you know what? You should all be lighting a candle, bit of incense, get the yoga mat out, press play, okay? Because it's purely the dulcet tones of me. Bit of phlegm. That's therapeutic, all right? Washing up, have you heard the like?
Hello, Scotty love. Hello, Tim Kattenmeyer. And hello, producer Deb. I've just been having a look at my phone. Do you know, I've not sent a message since the end of March. Isn't that shocking? You'll have to forgive me. I was in the quiet room at the back of the pub. I was listening to what was going on, but I didn't feel like contributing. What's all this? Well, I mean, I suppose I've had to come to the front of the pub because you're telling us that they're going to bring down the shutters and it's an end to it. I saw your post online saying, you know, share your memories. And I will say the one that always sticks out in my mind is the lovely carer when he put his mum's suppository into the wrong hole. It changed me. It really did. Oh, listen, I do hope you return, and I do hope we can switch the lights back on. I will say that After the Tone has changed me in many ways. Meeting lots of lovely people through going to the live shows and chatting to folk online. Thank you for keeping me company. And I'll miss you until we see each other again. So I'm sending you love and light and God bless, sweethearts. And I hope our time apart will be short and we'll be back together again soon. All right. Love and light. God bless. Bye. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Here they are, standing in the row. Big ones, small ones, some as big as your head. Give them a twist, a flick of the wrist, that's what the showman said. I've got a lovely bunch of coconuts. Every throw you know can make you rich. Here stands me wife, the idol of me life, singing roll a bowl a ball a penny a pitch. Singing roll a bowl a ball a penny a pitch. Singing roll a bowl a ball a penny a pitch. Singing roll a bowl a ball, roll a bowl a ball, roll a bowl a ball a penny a pitch.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Well, it's nice she fucking pulled her finger out for the end of the episode. JRF, it's always lovely to have you. You don't need to contribute, darling. You know, you look after yourself first, dear. Don't worry about me sat here waiting week in, week out for the telephone to ring. Do you know what I mean? No. I'm all... Do you know what about this? Oh, they're all fucking calling up now, Debbie, aren't they? Oh, you say, sorry, we've got no money, can't do it anymore. Oh, they're all on the fucking blower. Honestly, JRF, you know, take your own time, darling, because, you know... We all know, those of us who follow you on the internet, God forbid we escaped you for 2 minutes. We know you've been having a tricky time, so you enjoy that back room, darling. I've furnished it quite nicely. I'm thinking about going to Wilco's and doing it up, you know, because that's going to go into liquidisation, apparently. So, you know, isn't it awful that when that was saying, like, Wilco's is going to close? Oh, by the way, Shira in Brooklyn, I mean, I know you're not the only person listening internationally, but Wilco's is like a little general store, but it's fab. You can get everything in it. Now, they've just announced that they're going into liquidisation. And my first thought wasn't the 16,000 people that are going to lose their job. It was, well, that means the price of paint will come down, wouldn't it? I was thinking, I wonder what I could buy in the closing down sale. Isn't that awful? That's capitalism for you. Yeah, so it's not just us. There's Wilco's as well. So is there a moral there? Is there something there? No, I don't think there is. But I think I'll do the back room up in the pub. Maybe we'll get some of those signs up that our Gemma likes. You know, the ones that say, like, home and love. Always a pleasure, darling. Still to come, generosity, vulnerability, and a cure for stomach ulcers. You lot, honestly. This week's Patreon exclusive comes from the spooky Scouser, who's phoned up to tell us all a very final ghost story. Patreon.com/afterthetone. Shout out, please, to John, Shira, Annie, Lily, Joan, Lauren, and Jenny for your love over there this week. We'll be keeping the Patreon open for a few months whilst we fundraise for the finale show. Yeah, we're going to do like a proper knees up something or other. We don't know what it is yet, but it will be coming. But we just sort of need to get this season out of the way and have a little bit of a break because we're all fucking knackered. And also the LTLs are campaigning and they're doing some fundraising to try and save the pub. So please, if you can keep with us over there, please do, because it's the only thing that keeping the wheels on at the moment. The phone lines are still open and they'll remain open for these moments of ridiculousness, learning and healing. So remember, if there's a cringe story to tell, we'd probably want to hear it. Open up the WhatsApp, send me a voice note to this number.
0788 200 3420. Newsflash, just cured me stomach ulcer. Coconut water, turmeric, you know.
Pauline, very off-brand. We'll start with there. Very off-brand. Coconut water in Wolverhampton? Turmeric? I mean, I'm astounded you even know what these things are, dear. You're very common. Do you know what? Considering this is the last one, I feel I've got to rev it out with you, Pauline. Pauline, you're rough, ain't ya? I mean, I know I'm common, but I'm not as rough as you, darling. You are rough as old arseholes, aren't you? You're rougher than an arsehole that's been waxed 3 weeks ago. Is that normal for Wolverhampton? Turmeric? Turmeric? What am I drinking, turmeric and coconut water? I'm going to smell like a Britney Spears perfume. No, thank you.
Hello, Scotty and everyone else in the pub. It's Faggy Farmer. Desperately sad, but very understanding that the pub may have to close. I just want to drop in and say it's been a whirlwind. What's been 3 years? I think I started listening a bit later. And at the time, I was in the midst of a very, very, very horrible, depressive episode. And I spent 4 months basically either led in my bed or at the pub drinking too much. And if I was not at the pub, I was listening to After the Tone and doing very little else. And it basically got me through several months of not being able to function. And hearing all these people and nice stories and other people who've gone through some stuff was really very comforting. And then I've been listening and calling in since I left London and moved to rural Wales and quit a job and started working as a teacher and had to go back to my horrible job. And now I am 5 weeks away from finally starting university. And I've continued to call you up, sober, pissed, stumbling home on the canal. And I've met lots of lovely people that I always speak to on Instagram. We have nice chats and they're wonderful. And it's been gorgeous. And, you know, I've constantly got that JRF sending me silly memes. And It's been lovely, so I'll miss you all if it goes. Thanks for all the drinks, love.
God, we've seen some changes in people's lives. And Faggy Farmer, it's been fantastic, particularly when you were making those decisions to make some change in your life. I mean, those are the moments that I remember through lots of different people. And I'm just thinking there and reflecting. When I started this podcast, I think I lived in Southend. I lived in a very different place and I was in a very different place. And I think this podcast has also seen me through some very depressive times. There are some episodes I listen back and full disclaimer, Debbie has always said to me, you don't have to do it. We can always cancel it. We can postpone it. But there's something, even if I've like called it in, even if I sound a bit sad, there's something about coming into the pub when you've got a face on you, when the heart is heavy, that I've always just felt I needed to turn up. And I've always done it. And it's always given me a little bit of light. So thank you. Thank you lot. Do you know what I mean? It is wonderful, isn't it? I mean, I'm just thinking about Holly. We know Holly when Holly lived elsewhere. I don't know where Holly is at the moment. Here, there and everywhere. It's all right for some going on the holidays, isn't it? Japan, Morocco, North Carolina, we met Holly first, and then Vancouver. So these life changes happen in sort of those sort of ways. But then we also have like, do you remember, you know, Gemma first coming into the pub as well, very unhappy about a job. And now we get Gemma and Rosie coming into the pub, sisters, beautiful. Do you know what I mean? These moments that we've shared with each other, I don't want us to forget. And one of the previous callers said, you know, oh, I'm still a bit behind, but I've seen that you're closing. Those episodes are always going to be there. We can always revisit them. And I think what's going to be interesting is revisiting them when time passes, because we will think and feel and behave in very different ways. I'm sure I will listen back. I've never gone back to the first episode, but if I went back now, I'd be like, I don't think that anymore. And I think that's brilliant, isn't it? We can offer each other the space of change, which happens very little. So Faggy Farmer, we look forward to hearing the next chapter, be it on here in the pub or on the internet, as you say, because the internet's always there. Oh, that never fucking goes away, does it?
Hey, Tim Cat, Maya, producer Deb. It's Jake here, just walking to work and just reflecting on more things the pub's given me over the time I've been listening to it and catching up. And one of the things was just being able to say stuff into a space that may not even get published. And that's been really helpful. It's like given me validation to say shit that's been on my mind and get it out in the open, and not have it rattling around in my brain like some kind of weird person. So thank you for that. And words that come into my head that are going to stick with me and have more meaning are generosity, softness, and vulnerability. Thank you, Scotty, and everybody in the pub. Love you guys.
Make you feel less weird coming in here. Fucking hell. I think you got it wrong, babes. Do you know what? I love that people think that they're allowed to be weird in here. You wish you could see the faces that I'm pulling. I'm actually very normal. It's all an act. Yeah, my name's actually Tarquin. I'm not from a council estate. I'm not rough as arseholes. Actually, I'm quite a posh person. That was the poshest voice that I could even muster up. Yeah, it's all been a lie, actually. Yeah. Neurotypical, non-mad, slim, heterosexual, very posh. Sorry to have lied to you all over this time. Could you imagine? That would be a big reveal, wouldn't it? Oh, if only. No, I think by now we legitimately know she's a fucking Fruit Loop. She's a weirdo. And do you know what? That's what we are here embracing, Jake, ain't we, babes? Do you know what I mean? Let's reveal those parts of ourselves instead of hiding them. We can definitely unmask in here and be like, these are the weird things I do in my life. Little song there for you for free.
Hi, Scotty. Producer Deb, Captain Maya, everybody at the pub. A very quick one from me. I'm going through too much change, so I'm literally mental in the face. I'm moving, transitions, proper endings of, you know, old relationships, all of that shit. I don't do well with change. I do not like it. By the way, it's all the bees. I was just ringing to say my favourite drag name is still Eartha Klitt. It's just the best one. Hands down. Anyway, I am sending you all love. I'm a bit bereft that the pub might close. Anyway, hope everyone's all right. Sending you all love, all those good things. Oh, and just to confirm, I was in the bathroom. Well, I am in the bathroom, so I'm still all the bees.
All the bees in Breton in the buff. Of course we knew it was you. Who else would call from an echo chamber? Chamber? You know what I mean. You can always hear from the sound before even people say a word. I'm like, I know who that's going to be. Eartha Klitt. Is there one for a Roger, like Ian Rogers's? It's terrible. Okay, we'll stick with Eartha Klitt. Change, yes. Some might say that's the neurodiversion in you, darling. Change is a very difficult thing. It is a very difficult thing. But do you know what? We can put things around ourselves to soften change. And actually, some change could be welcomed. But, it's, you know, people love to say, you know, change is great. Change is fab, changing, shifting it up, living my best new life, all of that bollocks. It's difficult to get to that place, isn't it? Particularly as a neurodiverse person, where actually order and familiarity and the ways that things run are helpful. And so I can imagine, actually, in the same breath, that the threat of the pub closing is obviously quite triggering for people. They're like, what do I do on a Thursday morning? I don't know, you go for a cup of tea or have a bath, actually. All the bees, listen, things will settle down, darling. Yeah, do you know what I mean? And jump into the DMs anytime. Not mine, JRF's.
Hello, lovely people at the pub. It's Alina here, calling from Liverpool. I'm currently in my friend's allotment that they've asked me to like help out with while they're too busy to do it themselves. And I thought I'd break my tradition of not being present for the final to just say like what this pub has given me. It's just the realisation that in some ways it's going to sound a bit flippant, but like, it's not that deep. Like every time I've been too scared to reach out, or every time I've been scared to tell someone I think you're really cool, or admiring them, like it's actually fine. And it is just that we've got this beautiful space, people who are really generous, silly, weird, like exactly the kind of people I've always wanted to have in my life. So whether I ever meet any of you or not, and I fucking hope I do, frankly, but whether I ever meet any of you or not, I am getting a bit emotional again, but I'm actually just really grateful that we got to share the space together and that we've got a time capsule now. And whatever happens in the future, we've got this moment. I think Joelle Taylor, who's like one of my favourite poets, once spoke about like encasing queer moments in amber to look back on, and like, yeah, we're living it right now, and that's really special. And also, we get to look back on this, and time's going to distort it, and we're not going to remember all of the circumstances, but we're going to be able to look at this little case, this little capsule, and go, it was a bit weird, wasn't it? We spoke about shit a lot and killing pigeons, but actually, what a gorgeous group of people. And just all my love and all my appreciation to the team who makes it happen. Like, so much work goes into it, and it shows, and we know it, we feel it, and we're so grateful that you chose to spend your time and your energy and your effort and your love on something that made itself bigger than maybe it started at. So yeah, I'm going to stop now and I'm going to water my tomatoes. I'm excited to save our pub, frankly. Ta-ra, love you lots. Bye.
Oh, Alina, thank you so much. And yeah, it is like the Blue Peter time capsule, isn't it? If anyone remembers the Blue Peter time capsule, they would dig up various decades, bits of a garden outside television studio, and bury just random things from that time, like a Tamagotchi and, I don't know, packet of Quavers? I don't think they did that. They'd bury, like, letters from children from that moment of time. And I guess, in a way, this is like that. And I love this, like, we're encasing this queer moment in amber. I love that. It's going to fossilise and become carbon and become burnable! But there's something in that, isn't it, that we will... Yeah, I love the idea that time will distort this. I mean, it has. I mean, if you think about, like rightly said, we had a big murder chapter there, didn't we? No one saw that coming. Oh, my... That was a real moment in time, wasn't it? And everyone, my God, I think everyone and everyone apart from me had a story to tell about killing a bird. Very strange moment. I do quite enjoy the shit moments. I do. And do you know why I enjoy them? I enjoy them because it's like an initiation of this space right. Because it can be and feel so humiliating to shit yourself, you know, that what it does is it just really sets the tone. It sets the tone for, like, this is the level of vulnerability that we completely accept in this space. But it also gives us a moment between those moments, you know, between those very soft, tender, careful, caring moments of lightness and joy. And I think if we can laugh at ourselves when we have defecated ourselves, then I think we can probably get through the shitstorm that is life. And that's almost it. That's us for a while. We're going to be back with finale of sorts next month. And after that, who knows? The LTLs are campaigning and plotting to find ways to keep the pub open, but who knows what that will bring and when that will be. So we'll be keeping this feed open until we know what's happening with the pub. Patreons will make sure that you get all the gossip first. And when producer Deb and I come up with our next ridiculous idea, we'll be sure to let you know here on this feed. So don't be adjusting your wireless and unsubscribing, please, because the pub will live on somehow. I want to say a massive thank you to the team. Maya, for your brilliance and always championing the crazies and the joy of watching you grow. Tim, for your honest perspectives and performing the very weekly balancing act with the calls. To Illumini Cat, who has helped develop our voice and our digital community. But of course, to producer Deb, who for 3 years has apparently sat in the corner fiddling with herself, stroking her bunions and calling me every name under the sun. Of course, none of it was true. It just, I hoped, gave us moments of relief between the brutal honesty. And without Deb, none of this would have happened. So thank you for being a brilliant collaborator and one with trust and one who was before the pub and will remain well after it, family. And of course to you. Because without you, without your vulnerability, to share those moments when it went wrong for you and that you tried again, without you and your bravery, to pick up that phone and tell thousands of strangers how you felt in those most intimate moments, well, without you, it wouldn't have happened, would it? In sharing, you've helped others understand that they're not alone, that they're not failures, they're just human. And most importantly, I want to thank you for listening, because in doing so, you've given weirdos across the world a moment to suddenly feel like they were the centre of lots of lovely attention. What we've all created here is a space in which those of us who are often ignored are offered space, understanding, solidarity, laughter, and most importantly, friendship. Having met thousands of you now at live shows, in the street or in DMs, I feel I'm probably the most qualified to characterise a typical ATT listener. You lot are often very nervous. Many of you are no stranger to a bit of Rescue Remedy or Lavender Oil. And almost always you are incredibly soft-hearted and kind-natured. And despite what life has thrown at you, you continue. You remain. You choose to be kind. How many times have we heard on this podcast, I just wanted to phone up and say that I hope that person's okay? Because in a world that tries to pit you against each other, you try to find another way. If there's anything I want us to have learnt here, it's the power of listening. Because despite us thinking we all know the parameters of the pub, only a very small percentage of you are known to us. Many of you have listened from far-flung places across this planet and never once raised your voice, and that's just as valid a contribution as any. We know through data that you live in over 45 countries, some of which I'll never visit, and some of which queer people aren't welcome. But we know you're out there, and we know that you're listening, and just because you haven't or couldn't call, we also wouldn't have been able to do this without you lending us your ears each week. Listening has been the act of rebellion here. Listening to strangers and feeling love and adorations for people we've never met. And this we shouldn't ignore. Listening instead of always having an answer or a solution to something that none of us can solve. Listening with care and understanding. But my favourite, listening because it didn't and wouldn't happen to you. Listening because you wanted to understand the experience of others. And listening because you wanted to try and be better, be more supportive, and to stand shoulder to shoulder. By listening in this way, we've created ways of inching further towards some sort of consensus, a utopia. So do me, do us all a favour. Keep listening like that. Because in a world where people shout at each other, our defiance to sit still, reflect, and hear each other has been and will continue to be transformative. So many have told us we've been there for you in moments of need, loneliness, crisis, or sadness. So if you can, offer to listen to someone you know and someone you don't know. Let that be the legacy of what we've all created here. So, it's goodbye from Tim.
Bye for now.
And it's goodbye from Maya.
Goodbye.
Goodbye from Deb.
Goodbye, lovelies.
And it's goodbye from me. Goodbye.
Tone after the tone after the tone. Leave your message after the tone.
After the Tone is produced by Debbie Kilbride, Vice Producer Tim Bano, Assistant Producer Maya Miller-Lewis. ATT is a Debbie production.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.